Amen. Told David to text Riley. I want him to sing that first song again for invitation. And now I want to preach real fast so I can get him back up here and sing. If you have your Bible, let's go to Isaiah chapter 26. But don't stand just yet. I know it's coming up on Memorial Day, and I want to just say thank you for all those that's served and those that's gave their life for us to be here today.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm going to read this, but I want to read the whole thing because I probably can't sing it. Say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, doth that star-spangled banner yet wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave? I'm not going to read all the verses, but most people think that's the only one. There's actually four verses. I want to skip to the last verse, and that's why I say, but, you know, most of us can sing that first verse, but when you get to these other ones, it's kind of hard to keep the rhythm going. Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumphant shall wave, or the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, let me ask you, y'all know me?
Boy,
I am patriotic to the core.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I would probably hurt someone if I saw them take the flag and throw it on the ground and stand on it. Y'all probably have to come get me out of jail. Hopefully some of y'all would be in there with me.
Yeah.
Now, if I told you, David, that there was just what I just read, if I told you that's just a song, how would you feel about that? Wes, if I told you that didn't mean a whole lot, how would you feel about that? I mean, it's just a song. When we think about it, you know, in reality, it's just a song. But Francis Scott Key wrote this poem during the Battle of 1812, which was a battle over the British violations of U.S. maritime rights. It was fought at a place at Baltimore Bay at a place called Fort McHenry. The flag was also known as the Star Spangled Banner. It had 15 stripes and 15 stars. It was signed into law as our national anthem in 1931. It's on display right now. That flag that was there is on display right now at the Smithsonian Institute. It's been redone a couple of times so it would stay together. But if I told you that that was just a song, I don't know about you, but it would upset me. Because that's our national anthem. But I had this thought several weeks ago, and I wrote this thing down, and I didn't know God was going to let me preach this on the Sunday before Memorial Day. But when we hear that song, Greg, that song is something. I noticed the other day, we went to the softball game, and before the softball game, we stand and we take our hats off and we place our hands over our heart. When that song is sung, we face our flag. So it's more than just a song. I knew what I was going to preach this morning, so when they got up here and started singing, I was about to have a fit. I want to preach just a little while on this thought. Like I said, I want to hurry up and get this out of the way because I don't want them to get back up here and sing some more. Yeah. I want to preach just a little while on it. It's just a song. If you would, let's stand. Isaiah chapter 26. Sometimes, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes God gives you a message and you just got to find scripture to go with it. Any of y'all that's ever spoke, you'll know what God give you a thought and you just got to come up with some scripture somewhere. So I want to read the Bible to start off with. And as I was searching and studying and asking God about this, he led me to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26 is a song about salvation for Israel. Verse 7 through verse 21 talks about the vindication of God's people. I want to read the first five verses. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
In that day shall this song be sung. In the land of Judah, we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. That's enough to shout on right there, amen. We ought to be jumping pews and shouting this morning right now. I ought to just preach for about 5 minutes, bring them back up here, but I'm just going to be honest with you. If we ain't careful, we just get in our minds, it's just a song.
Come on, preacher.
It's just a song. He's just reading the Bible.
Come on, preacher.
They was just up singing songs. Well, let me go ahead and tell you something. If you were standing in the place David's standing this morning, it'd be more than just a song.
Yeah.
How is it that a lot of times, Matt, when we got stuff going on in our life, it's more than a song then.
Uh-huh.
But when everything's good, you can just sit there on the pew without a tear streaming down your face because it ain't just a song to you.
Yeah. That's right.
For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it down even to the dust. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help me to preach this in a way, God, that you would be pleased. Lord, I pray, God, you would encourage us today through your word. God, help us today, God. And whatever's done, God, we're going to honor you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, the thing about it is when we read this passage of Scripture, we would say that's just a passage of Scripture. And we realize it is actually a song that the nation of Israel sings. But for the nation of Israel, Brother Tony, it's more than just a song. It's their salvation song. So let me ask you a question. What song do you go to most? And I thought about this as I was studying. I'm going to start off with Brother Robert. Because Brother Robert is one of our lead singers in our church. He's our choir director. He leads our singing. Brother Robert, when you got things going on in your life, what song pops into your mind more than anything else? Do you know?
Amazing Grace.
I thought about it, you know, when I come in and out of the church, and I'm out here a good bit, and Brother Tony heard me this morning. I don't know why it is. When I walk out of Sunday school, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. That's my song.
Amen.
David, what's your song? Every one of us has got something that pops into our mind. And you know, it's when Brother Robert stands and sings that song by the Crab Family about how we put on that front, that song speaks to me. What's your song that speaks to you? I know Matt sings a lot. Matt's got a song that he goes to more than any other song in his repertoire. He's got that song. Sister Linda, Sister Alice, and Brother Ralph, they sang for a long time. And Brother Ralph's got a song that he goes to.
Yeah.
Wes, what's your song? Oh, Old Rugged Cross. So, and when I hear Wes singing the Old Rugged Cross, if I went to Wes and said, why are you singing that? That's just a song. Why are you singing it like that? If I told Robert, Amazing Grace, that's just a song. It's more than just a song. It's your song.
Yeah.
It's your song. And every one of us faced valleys. Every one of us faced mountains. Every one of us faced storms. And as they were up here singing this morning, I knew what I was going to preach. And they were feeling what they were singing because, yeah, they're going through a storm. They've got some stuff going on in their life. They know what they were singing about. That's how come sometimes when you're up here singing or sometimes when you're going through it, you feel it more than other times. But we got to understand something. How many times has God brought you through? The old rugged cross, he touched me because he lives. The glory land way, love lifted me. They might be just little songs, but they mean something to each and every one of us. I want to preach just a little while on the thought it's just a song. It might be just a song, but I'm going to sing it when God brings me through. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown in the sea. How many of us in here this morning had God has brought you through something? How many of us this morning, we can look back and see where God brought us through, and we come into God's house this morning, and the problem is it's been a while since God brought you through it, and you forgot the song, and you're not singing the song like you once did. But I'm going to tell you right now, when God brings me through it, it's my song, and I'm going to sing it every time God brings me through, amen? And a lot of times, I'm going to come into God's house, and I'm going to start dwelling on where God brought me from, where God brought me through, and I'm going to go ahead and sing it again. I don't care if it upsets you that I stand up every service. I don't care if you get upset with me when they sing. It don't matter who's singing that I'm going to stand up and raise my hands. That really don't bother me no more. I don't care if I impress you. I don't care if I depress you. I don't care what's going on in your life. I'm going to praise him when I come into God's house because he brought me through, amen? The problem is a lot of us sit here. And God's brought you through, and God's brought you through, and God's brought you through, and you sit there like a bump on a pickle. Amen. And we don't lay. It's amazing to me. Don't turn this on. When I'm up here singing, I want you to shout. When I'm up here singing, I want you to raise your hands. I want you to say amen. And then when I sit on the pew and you singing, I want to sit there. It's amazing to me when I'm up here preaching, I want you to jump up and down. I want you to say amen. But when Preacher Thad's up here preaching, I want to sit down and be quiet. That's how we are. That's just human nature. Unless I'm going through something, but I'm going to go, I want you to understand something. What we need to dwell on is when we come into God's house, how many times God brought you through something, Wes? How many times has he been there for you? How many times have you come out on the other side, just like Moses and the children, and you were singing a song, but after a couple of weeks, you don't sing the song no more? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, we ought to just go ahead and sing it because he brought us through. I don't know what you're facing this morning, but I know he brought you through something before. So go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and sing. Go ahead and honor him. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's right. Because he brought us through. I'm going to sing it when God brings me through. I'm going to sing it when God starts building me back after a fall. Glory to God. Ezra chapter 3 verse 11. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good. For his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. In the book of Ezra, we know that the temple had been destroyed. Ezra comes back with people. They're starting to build the temple back. The foundation was laid. Glory to God. And the Bible says they sang this song because the foundation was laid. The temple hadn't been built back all the way. How many of us this morning, and David hit on this, how many of us this morning has gone through a fall? How many of us has come in this morning, you remember when you fell flat on your face, you remember when you did not do what you were supposed to do, you remember when you went out and did things you ain't got no business doing, you remember when you made a mess of it, and you remember when you came back to God's house, 1 John 1, 9 said if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You came back to God's house and God started building it back, Brother Tony. God, you came in and for a little while you didn't feel the presence of God. Y'all know what I'm talking about when you mess up. You came in, you didn't feel the presence of God. Then all of a sudden they sing a song and the Holy Spirit just nudges you a little bit. He's starting to move. He's starting to build you back. My God, you ought to sing every time you come into God's house when you feel the presence of God. Because I'm telling you, you've had a fall. I've had a fall. And when I come into God's house and I feel his presence, I know he's building me back and I'm going to sing it.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Because we've all failed. Every last one of us. We've all stumbled. We've all made a mess of it. And Jesus loved you enough to take you back.
Yes.
Call you his own. And say, even though you don't deserve it, I'm going to get on your pew today. I'm going to let you feel my presence today. I'm going to let you know that I'm still here with you. I'm going to let you know that I never left you. I never forsook you. Everybody else might have turned their back on you. Everybody else might have tore it down. But I'm here building you back up. And it don't matter what the devil says. It don't matter what the preacher says. You go ahead and sing your song. You go ahead and say, hey, it's just a song, but it's my song. I'm going to sing it when God keeps me safe from the enemy. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 through 7, David says this, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. He said, the Lord is my rock. Somebody shout right there. And my fortress, amen, and my deliverer. God is the God of my rock. I will trust him. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. That's saveth me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me round about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called on the Lord and cried out to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Verse 50 says this, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. I'm telling you right now, I know when the enemy tried to kill me. There have been several times over the years, David, he tried to kill me. I'm not talking about figuratively. I'm talking about literally. So I know that God has kept me from the hand of the enemy. I know that God has saved me out of the hand of the enemy. I know God has been. So I'm going to sing my song, glory to God. I'm going to sing it every time I think about it. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The enemy done his best to kill you. The enemy done his best to destroy you. The enemy's done his best to destroy your family. The enemy's done his best to destroy your health. The enemy's done his best to kill everything you love. But glory to God, you're still here this morning. God saved you. God was your rock. God was your fortress. God was the one that lifted you up out of the miry pit and set your feet on a solid rock. Amen. The enemy wanted you dead.
That's right.
Jesus told Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. Yeah. And some of us come in here and sit on our hands, and we're ashamed to praise him, and we're ashamed to sing the song that God put in your heart. Tanner, you blessed me this morning, son. You blessed me this morning.
That's right.
And don't you never let the devil take that from you.
No, sir.
I like what the old preacher said, it's better felt than telt.
Yes, it is.
And there ain't very many times somebody gets coming in and preaching about the Lord saving you from the enemy.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think about that night on the side of that road where God showed up. Things could have been a lot different today. But look where God's got me.
Amen.
So I'm going to sing it, whether you like it or not. And if you want me to be your pastor, you might as well just join in with me because I'm going to sing it, glory to God. And if you'll sing it with me, we'll have church. Because I ain't the only one that God's saved. I'm going to sing it when God destroys my enemies. The Bible says in Judges chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinahim, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for avenging of Israel when the people willingly offer themselves. Well, you know how I like it when God moves. Every one of us has had people in your life that was not supposed to be there. And instead of you making the move, you pray, God, you move. God, you do this. God, you move. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love it when God just comes in and moves the enemy right out of the way. Amen. We ought to be able to come to God's house and sing. We ought to be able to come to God's house and raise our hands, because how many of us has had enemies in our life? And I'm not just talking about Satan. I'm talking about people. How many of us has had enemies in our life and God just moved them right out of the way? Glory to God. I like it when God just moves on the scene, amen.
That's good, preacher.
I'm going to sing it when God breaks my chains. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas is in jail for preaching the word. Amen. They are in jail for being righteous. They are in jail for doing what's right. Let me tell you something. The Bible says we're going to be persecuted, Sarge, when we do what's right. It's all right to be persecuted for doing what's right. It's when you're persecuted for doing what's wrong, that's just your fault. But the Bible says at the midnight hour, they begin to sing and praise God.
Amen.
Now, a lot of us don't like this chapter because they had to sing and praise God before God moved. We want God to move, and then we want to sing.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It always gets quiet right there. I don't know what you're going through this morning. Everybody in here is facing something. But sometimes, you just got to rear back and sing. Brother Robert, it would have been different if Paul and Silas had never had God move on their life. It would have been different if Paul and Silas were brand new baby Christians and they were in jail and they wouldn't have had no idea what to do. But obviously, we know that Paul had been saved for a little while now. Paul had already been preaching for a little while now. So Paul knew the secret, amen. Paul knew what he had to do. Paul said, hey, we locked down. We in chains. I'm just going to go ahead and sing a little while. I don't know what, I've told you this before, I don't know what they sang. I don't know how they sang it. But all I know is they got to singing and God showed up. So even though I'm in chains, I'm going to go ahead and sing because I know God can break those chains. Even though I'm in chains, I'm going to go ahead and sing because I know God can set me free. What's got you chained down this morning? What's got you chained to that seat this morning that you can't raise your hand? I didn't say you wasn't saved. I didn't say you wasn't on your way to heaven. I didn't say you wasn't faithful to church. But there's something got you chained this morning. There's something that's holding you down from lifting your hands and praising and honoring God this morning. I'm telling you right now, folks, sometimes you just got to sing. Now, I don't know what, we can speculate on what they sang. I've often said it might have been the 23rd Psalm. I don't know. But I wonder if the next morning that jailer, that his whole family got saved, would have said, oh, that was just a little song they were singing last night. It didn't mean nothing. Amazing grace means a little bit different when you have to go through some stuff. Amazing grace means a little bit different. See, before I got saved, Scott, I sang Amazing Grace. I knew all the words. Before I got saved, I knew all the words to Love Lifted Me. That was one of my favorite hymns in church. I knew all the words to Love Lifted Me. But it's a little bit different when Jesus moves in. Amen. Now it ain't just a song. Now it's my song. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Means a little bit different when Jesus is on the inside, amen. So I'm just going to go ahead and sing it and let him break my chains, amen. Satan tried to chain us. Satan does his best to chain you down. You listen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. As I was studying this, I got to thinking about that, the Lohr family, that song they sang. I live to tell about it. I live to testify. I live to tell about it. Let God be glorified. Satan's plans to destroy me backfired like dynamite. Gave me a testimony. I shall live and not die. Amen. The worst thing that ever happened to me in my life gave me the greatest testimony. Satan tried to chain me down. Satan tried to kill me. But look what God did. We're going to sing the last song also. Revelation chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels singing seven last plagues. For them is filled the wrath of God. And I saw it was a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. Somebody done cranked up the music. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. Thou art King of kings. This is the last time that singing or songs are mentioned in the Word of God. And guess what? We're going to be there. We're going to help sing the last song, amen. We're going to help sing the last song because we have a victory over the beast. We have victory over his image. We have victory over the mark of the beast. We have victory over his name. Hey, if you're covered by the blood of the Lamb, you will be in the choir that sings this last song, amen. The Bible says it's a song that the angels cannot sing. Angels ain't got nothing to do. They don't know nothing about grace. They don't know nothing about mercy. But how many of us this morning know about grace and mercy? How many of us this morning can say we've pushed God's grace and God's mercy almost to the limit? But guess what? I'm going to be there when they crank up those harps on that sea of glass. I'm going to be there when they sing this last song. Are you? Amen. Will you be there? That's the question this morning. Maybe you're sitting here. You say, preacher, I just don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Then the question is, are you saved? Do you know that you know that you know that if something were to happen to you right now, that heaven would be your home? Because that's the only way you're going to be able to sing that last song. That's the only way you're going to be able to sing the song about chains being broken. That's the only way you're going to be able to sing the song about having victory over Satan. That's the only way you're going to be able to sing the song about God building you back is to be saved. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to bow your head.